Thank you guys for continuing the, like I said before, covering our team. Really want to thank our fans. They're unbelievable tonight. You know, talked about for a team, the chance to play in front of them at night in our place. We've got to get back to, the zoo's a special place. And I appreciate our fans because they brought it tonight and helped us out defensively. I know that. So I appreciate it. And we need them back next week. Got a really good opponent coming in here in Purdue. The things you look at, our margin of error is absolutely zero. You know, if we don't win the turnover margin and we play horrific in special teams, we're not going to win a game. And our football team knows that. I'm disappointed and we turned it over three times and defensively we didn't get one. And we're going to struggle when that happens. Special teams, they flipped the momentum. We knew number one's obviously a great player, and he made a great play, and they blocked well at the point of attack. And so then they scored, and then we turned it over and then give one up. Didn't really lose leverage, but they had space there on the fly sweep. And, but we got to rebound and be able to turn the tide and turn the momentum back to us. We had dropped balls all over the place. You know, we're not going to win. We're not going to play well enough to give ourselves a chance to win when we play like that. Every game from here on out, the challenge for us, it's going to be a four-quarter game. We're not ever going to be sitting around halftime and eating hot dogs. I mean, that's the league we're in. Everybody's really – they got players on the other side. Going to be pretty good. Next week, Purdue's damn good. So, we'll get back to work tonight. I'm going to build on some things we did defensively. I thought did some better things there. Offensively, we didn't really stretch the field vertically enough in the pass game to be able to get the ball down the field. And we couldn't really get anything going. So credit to Will. I got a lot of respect for him. I said it early in the week. His team played really well, and they played a clean football game. And they're solid in about every area. So disappointed, obviously, but we'll continue to work and got to find a way to get turnover margin, kicking game in our favor. We do that, we'll have some fun around there. We don't, it'll be tough.
The kick to Samuel, were you supposed to kick to him? Was that an error, or what happened on that play?
I believe it was caught at the 2-yard line. Somebody might be able to correct me. So I was thinking the way that we kicked in pregame, I was thinking it was going to be in the end zone. But location of the ball was a little bit off, but also we had a couple guys run past the football. And you can't do that in your kickoff coverage. You run past the ball, now you're short. So they went back field return, got one block, kicked a guy out, a guy on the backside coverage, really it's not ever one guy. We had three or four didn't get across the formation, and it was poor. Well, it's a game of football, it's a game of emotion, and obviously we had it and then gave it away really quick, like I said, in those 30 seconds. And, we've got enough competitors, we've got enough maturity on our team, we've got to go keep fighting and find a way to get it back. And, it's not ever going to go exactly like you script it, and it's not ever going to go exactly how you want it. And you got to be really, really mentally tough to win in this league, and we got to keep working on that. He did. I'm not, Rex said he's going to be okay, but wasn't able to go play in the second half, but feel like he'll be, back at it this next week.
Did you say what it was?
I think a bruised tailbone, is what it sounded like. So mine's bruised too. It's called an ass kicking. You've asked a lot of questions. What question do you want me to answer?
Did all aspects of your game fail today?
Well, we didn't win. So, yeah, we didn't play well enough to win the game. You know, offensively, we didn't score enough points. Defense, we gave up too many. Kicking game wasn't very good. So, you know, there's some positives in there. But I'm trying to look down at the stat sheet as I go. I mean, you know, wasn't well enough to win. You know, we turned the ball over three times. And like I said, you know, you guys are going to get tired of hearing that. But that's the name of the game. I don't really know coverage-wise exactly. You know, I don't know if it was – I think it sounded like on the headsets. You know, it's giving us a lot of different looks. And they had some good push inside with four and was able to drop eight a couple times. That obviously, you know, we had 245, you know, passing. Most of that probably came late. But, you know, we've got to find ways to you know, be more productive, and that will – if we're able to vertically stretch the field, then we can open some things up run game wise too. You know, just didn't, you know, balance wasn't very good.
It seemed like you guys played a lot of unbalanced offensive line, and there were, you know, a rotation in there. Would you rather see five guys, you know, line up more traditional with that group?
No, we got, I think, like I've said, most of camp, Todd, we've got guys that are competing in there and deserve the right to, you know, we feel like give us a chance to go win. So it's going to be a mix and match. And then, you know, Yasir went down with an ankle, you know, so that, you know, changed up the rotation a little bit too. So, anyway, we got guys in there can compete and go play and help us win games. So we're going to have a number of guys play. We can't, I don't think we'll ever get to the point, you know, at least this year, and we didn't last year for sure, that we can't, you know, last year we only had five bodies. So this year we've got more that give us a chance to go play. So we have more guys play there. Yeah, I felt like we were playing pretty solid, you know, and you know, thought we had some good things going there and wanted to keep the group that was out there. Kind of some things I'm talking to you guys about, you know. This can't define us, or it can, you know, and believe in each other, lock arms. Like I said last week, it's never as good as it seems and never as bad as it seems, you know. So we got a lot of work to do, and they understand that we're not good enough to play sloppy and, you know, turn the ball over and be sloppy in the kicking game and to win a game. So the attention to detail and the habits, we've got to be better.
Barry, what do you do going forward to shore up special teams?
You know, obviously weren't very good tonight, so we'll make corrections just like we do on offense or defense, and we've got to coach it better, we've got to execute it better, and the error on the, you know, the punt return, you got to be able to communicate, you got to take a peek as you're going down to get in position to, you know, make a block, you know, kicking I've already, you know, the kickoff I've already addressed. So you know, you don't want to. That's got to be our advantage. You know, it's what Mizzou's got to do. We got to have an advantage in the kicking game. We sure didn't tonight. We had leakage on the extra on the field goal, and, you know, got partially blocked. Bad.
Did you think that Adam Sparks, it looked like he might have got blocked into him there? I mean, did you ask the refs about that? And was there any explanation given?
Wasn't much of an explanation. They, you know, said it was, he had, you know, play is what it was. So.
Durant and Perkins, any idea?
Did Perk come back in? I think Perkins came back in. Yeah, I think he came back in because I know Walters, Coach Walters told me that we, you know, our that personnel grouping that we were using him on some things, that he was back. So I think he came back in. Durant, he was walking afterwards. You know, he's a big dude, so he was walking a little bit gingerly on that. But I think, you know, it was going to be all right. I don't know without looking at the video. I mean, we didn't score enough points when we got down there. So I'll have to evaluate that. I'm sorry. I don't have a great answer right now.
Take one more question. The special teams front, we'll talk about the job line. Are those more focus mistakes or
is that? I mean, which one do you want me to talk about? I talked about kickoff coverage. I already explained that, all right? Juan's a hell of a player. Okay, and we didn't do a good job on placing the ball. We didn't do a good job on getting across the formation in coverage. We didn't do a good job spilling the football. On punt, we ran into our punt returner. On punt return. On the punt team, we jumped off sides. We double snapped. We double clutched the ball at the center position. I mean, it's sloppy. That's focus. That's coaching. That's details. That's habits. I mean, that's we weren't very good. Cost us a game.